AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A defiant speech to the UN General Assembly today from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Donna Warder has a report.
Please, order in the hall.
Dozens of delegates from multiple nations walked out of the UN General Assembly hall right before Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu began his speech, during which he scolded countries that now recognize a Palestinian state.
Your disgraceful decision will encourage terrorism against Jews and against innocent people everywhere. It will be a mark of shame on all of you.
Netanyahu said that Israel must finish the job against Hamas and that Western leaders may have buckled under pressure, but Israel won't. The prime minister also called accusations against Israel of genocide on the Palestinians as baseless, saying Israel has been feeding the Palestinians and has warned them to get out of harm's way. I'm Donna Warder.
President Trump says there's been progress toward a Gaza ceasefire deal.
I think it's a deal that will get the hostages back. It's going to be a deal that will end the war. It's going to be a deal with, it's going to be peace. I think we have a deal.
European defense ministers have agreed to develop a drone wall along their borders with Russia and Ukraine to better detect, track, and intercept drones violating Europe's airspace. EU Defense Commissioner Andreas Kubilius.
We are facing clear challenges. Russia is testing the EU and NATO, and our response must be firm, united, and immediate. And at today's meeting, we agreed to move from, let's say, discussions to concrete actions. And we agreed on most important points, that eastern flank watch with a drone wall.
Tennessee Governor Bill Lee says law enforcement personnel from 13 federal agencies, including the National Guard, will begin arriving in Memphis next week in an effort to reduce crime. And stocks closed the week lower, retreating from new highs set Monday. This is AP News. Nexstar and Sinclair Broadcast Groups are bringing Jimmy Kimmel's late-night show back to their ABC affiliate stations. Ed Donahue has the story.
Kimmel was suspended by ABC for comments made following the killing of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. About a week later, the suspension was lifted.
I am a tiny part of the Disney Corporation. They welcomed me back on the air, and I thank them for that.
Kimmel returned Tuesday, but not everyone got a chance to see him.
After almost 23 years, on the air, we're suddenly not being broadcast in 20% of the country.
Sinclair's 38 and Nexstar's 28 ABC stations did not air the three episodes since Kimmel's return. In a statement, Sinclair pointed to thoughtful feedback from viewers, advertisers, and community leaders that led to bringing Kimmel back. And the decision to pull the show was independent of any government interaction or influence. I'm Ed Donahue.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.